sharing our farm stories in Washington, D.C. I'm Keith Wenberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. That's exactly what's going on. Our farm groups are hearing the voices back here in the Midwest and taking those concerns and voices to Washington, D.C. Doug Sumpke is the president of the South Dakota Farmers Union, and they've been doing that all part of the National Farmers Union.
Yeah, it's been a tough year again. You know, we still don't have a farm bill. I guess that's still, you know, the major thing on everyone's mind in agriculture right now, and it doesn't look too promising for this next year even now. I mean, and dealing with the on and off again tariffs, I mean, you just don't know what's happening there, and there's just a lot of chaos actually right now that we're dealing with. I mean, not only you know, weather-wise, I mean, we've got some droughts going on and you know, a lot of prairie fires this spring already. I mean, back in March, that all retarded. And so there's a lot of concerns. I mean, then talking about closing the education department, which will greatly affect our state. And then, you know, taxes, right? I mean, that's always a big issue, especially here in South Dakota right now with the owner-occupied issues that we're having.
I do like how you brought that up, because there are challenges for each state. And not all challenges the same. We do have a lot of common ones, but you are busy watching some of the legislation right here in the state of South Dakota as well, aren't you? Some of the concerns and thoughts with the changes here?
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the problems we have in South Dakota for revenue is we don't necessarily have a three-legged stool. We've got sales tax and property tax, and that's it.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Wenberg.